Greetings, 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 my beautiful sisters and brothers of the human family, my beautiful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, February the 20th. 2011. It is yet Black History Month, but for us it is Black History Life. This is the Mind of God program, and on this program we endeavor to climb out of the mind of the wicked oppressor, to climb out of the mind of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and the bankers and the multinational resource and mineral corporations, and climb out of the mind of their agents who have a mind of wickedness to kill and destroy. We want to climb out of that mindset and climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, the mind of Yahshua, the mind of Muhammad. And we want to endeavor to organize for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now on this earth. And we are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, revolutionary, and religious organization or institution that is of like mind. My beautiful and wonderful sister Venice is the producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, and coordinator of this website, and I am thankful unto the Most High for that beautiful sister. Pray the Most High bless her and her children. And you may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net, yahlove, yahlove@comcast.net. And as we always do, let us pause and give thanks and praises unto the Creator, and thanks and praises unto the creatures. So we give praises to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the Almighty Father is known as Abba. In the African Arabic language, the Father is known as Allah, spelled A. L-L-A-H. In Egypt, the Almighty Father is known as Amen, the hidden and unseen Father. In the Native American tradition, the Almighty Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. And also giving praises to our wonderful and precious, beautiful Mother, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. She, Mother Holy Spirit, is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom in the African Hebrew language is chokma, and you may find this word on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. That word chokma is an African Hebrew word, feminine word, denoting and referring to a feminine entity, in this case, our Mother, the Holy Spirit. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 in verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, Mother Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. Only the female, the feminine, the mother conceives. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she, Mother Holy Spirit, is your and my mother as well. Mother of creation, mother of the universe, as Father is Father of creation and Father of the universe. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of our Mother Holy Spirit are Ruach HaKadosh. And that word Ruach, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, that word Ruach is feminine. referring to a feminine entity, female entity, in this case, our mother, the Holy Spirit. In the African Arabic language, the name of our mother, Holy Spirit, is Ila. And that word Ila is not only an African Arabic word, but it is also an African Hebrew word. And in both instances, being that Hebrew and Arabic are sister African languages, Ila is feminine, referring to a feminine entity. And our Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu illa ilaha il Allah. And you hear Illa, mother. And you hear Allah, father. Because mother and father have come together out of the spirit of love and given birth to the creation, the universe, sun, moon, star, planets, and given birth to the human family out of the spirit of love. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the Native American tradition, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the great and the grand mother. So, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, the Uhuru family, I greet you in the name and title of our Lord and our Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So we say, Jah, Rastafari, Haile I, Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's, as Jah's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon, judgment in this Roman, British, American Empire. This is to teach us that Christ desires, that Jah, that Jesus Christ desires to be revealed and manifested in your, my, our personalities, thereby making our names the new names of Jesus Christ, the new names of Jah. In this time, in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12, which teaches us that in the last days, Jah would come. Jah would come. Jesus would come. Christ would come in the person of revolutionaries who are ready, willing, and able to rise up the Christ spirit, the Jah spirit, the Yahshua spirit within our personalities, and stand and defend the poor, the defenseless, the weak, the oppressed, in the name of Yahshua Christus. Stand and overturn and confront this wicked system of Babylon, this wicked system of oppression. For we must understand that the Rastafari sisters and brothers do not say you and me. Who is the I? In Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I. The I is not you and me. The Rasta don't say you and me. The Rasta say I and I. The first I denotes and refers to the self united with the divine creator and the divine creatress. And the second I refers to the human family and the creation. For all of us are divine manifestations of divinity living in this divine creation, divine universe, on this divine planet that we call Earth. And when we understand that all of us are divine manifestations of divinity living in divine physical flesh, and understand that the oppressor has no right to aggregate to themselves positions of lordship and authority over the people to oppress and abuse the people, we will manifest the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. Now, we are yet in the book of Revelation, understanding current affairs and current events with the mind of Jah, the mind of Jesus, the mind of Christ, the revelation of Jesus Christ. We are yet talking to the black church, black people, black preacher, black church member, but also our sisters and brothers of the human family. So with current affairs, current events, as we always start with, the revelation of Jesus Christ on current affairs. And the word revelation, coming from the word apocalyptos, which gives us our, and the word apocalyptos is a Greek word, which gives us our English word apocalypse and also revelation. These words meaning to uncover the truth, remove the falsehood, remove the false teachings of the wicked system, so that we may understand the truth of the wicked system and organize and come together to overturn this wicked system and facilitate the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. The first current affair I would like to deal with, I've had this on my mind for a while, and these headlines are taken from Democracy Now. I always recommend Democracy Now for not only the headlines but the main stories that are dealt with, main issues that are dealt with. But she deals with Amy Goodman of Democracy Now. When she opens her program, she just touches on many issues in current affairs in one or two minute snippets, and this gives us the opportunity to comment on a wide variety of issues. Now, issue number one, a funeral was held for a slain lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender rights activist in Uganda. In Uganda, funeral services are being held today, this is a while ago, for a prominent LGBT rights activist beaten to death this week. David Kato, maybe Kato, but David Kato was killed after an unknown assailant attacked him in his home. Kato was a leading opponent of Uganda's anti-homosexuality bill, which calls for the death penalty or life imprisonment for some homosexual acts. Last year, he sued the Ugandan weekly newspaper Rolling Stone after it listed him in an article on what is called Uganda's Top 100 Gays and Lesbians, alongside a banner that read, "Hang Them." In the Ugandan capital of Kampala, Maria Burnett of Human Rights Watch said Kato was targeted for his activism. Now, this issue is very interesting. The problem in Africa is that Africans do not control Africa. Our African kith and kin do not control the land, the wealth, the resources, the educational system, healthcare. The African sisters and brothers do not control anything. The leadership, by and large, in Africa have been set up by the European powers, the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, with the ultimate goal of stealing the land, the wealth, and the resources. Also, the power elite, Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, and so on, have, like I said, control. They control the educational system. They control the knowledge of the people. Therefore, they can break down your culture. Now, homosexuality is not scientific. Homosexuality is not indigenous to Africa. Before Europeans came into Africa, there was no homosexuality because the Africans are scientists. The original African ancestors are scientists and studied the universe and creation and saw male and female propagating through union. Saw and understood the African ancestors and scientists understood the Almighty Father, united with the Almighty Mother, and understood that we were created and that Father and Mother gave birth to us scientifically, and that we reflect scientifically the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother. We understood scientifically that original marriage between Almighty Father and Almighty Mother and their union giving birth to the whole of creation. So, homosexuality is not indigenous to Africa. It is indigenous to Europe, more specifically, the ruling class and ruling families of Europe. Okay? Now, what has happened is Africa has been broken down and an alien culture has infiltrated Africa. The ruling class and ruling families have infiltrated Africa with this alien culture called homosexuality. And then the same ruling class and families have infiltrated Africa with the alien misrepresentation of Christianity. Meaning that Christianity is indigenous to Africa, but we do not get it from its indigenous mind and mentality. We get it through Europe, therefore it has been disconnected from its African root. Now, those European Christian groups, who many of them are also guilty of homosexual acts, as you know, have influenced the Ugandan leadership, which is a despotic leadership. I believe Yoweri Museveni is yet in power to destroy the people and turn over the land, the wealth, and the resources to the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the ruling class, and ruling families. So these Christian groups from Europe and America, many of the leadership guilty of homosexuality, have influenced Ugandan Christians and Ugandan people to kill and destroy homosexuals in Uganda. See the hypocrisy there. You destroy African culture, impose an alien culture, then being guilty many times of the same act that you're condemning, influence others to kill folk that are guilty of the act that you condemn and that many times you are guilty of. Now, Jesus gives us a way of understanding this. Recall when the wicked agents of the ruling class and ruling families in Jesus' time among us brought a female who was supposedly guilty of adultery to Jesus, that Jesus may condemn her and help these agents of Rome and Caesar, the scribes and the Pharisees, stone this woman. And let me pause and say, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, February the 20th, 2011. And so, Jesus, looking at these scribes and Pharisees, looking at these agents of the devil Caesar and the devil Roman Empire, knowing that These scribes and Pharisees, agents of Caesar, many times guilty of the same act that they're accusing this woman of, knowing that these agents of Caesar are hypocrites, Jesus himself did not stone the woman. Jesus addressed the agents and said to the agents, "Cast the first stone, you who are not guilty, you who are without sin. Cast the first stone." And none of them threw a stone. They all left. And so he turned to the woman and said, "I do not stone you either, but go and sin no more." So we do not support homosexuality. And we would say to any sister and brother, it's not scientific. Love your male self, or love your female self, and study yourself as you are created, and study and understand who you are in your created self, and fall in love with your created self. But we do not take you into the streets and stone you and shoot you and hang you and kill you. No, we don't tolerate that. We do not support the discrimination, denying homosexuals housing, denying homosexuals education, denying homosexuals access to land, wealth, and resources. We don't support that. But we see the wicked hypocrisy that all the destruction that has come to Africans in Uganda through Yoweri Museveni, who has brutalized the people, thieved and helped to thieve the land, the wealth, the resources, turn everything over to the wicked ruling class and ruling families, Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, International Monetary Fund, World Bank, World Trade Organization, and so on, and no one is calling for them to be punished. No one is calling for Yoweri Museveni's death. No one is calling, and I'm not calling for anyone to kill anyone. We're pointing out the hypocrisy. No one calling for the death of those who head up the International Monetary Fund, which is a group of thieves and cutthroats and killers and rapists of our people. No one calling for the death of the World Trade Organization, World Bank Organization, the Rothschilds who control the banks and create warfare, destroy human family, destroy human beings, destroy men, women, children, and babies, and the Oppenheimers who set up all the mining corporations that steal the land, the wealth, and the resources. No one calling for their deaths. And I'm not calling for their deaths. We're pointing out the hypocrisy. But these wicked forces have caused a distraction. This is a distraction to distract us from the real issues that we as African people do not control our land, wealth, and resources. We do not control our history, our education. And so rather than focus on that, you want to kill a homosexual. No. That's the first issue we wanted to deal with, and we had to deal with that strong. That's been on my mind for a long while. So we understand what's going on. It is hypocrisy. Now let's move on. Pro-democracy protests erupt in Libya. Unrest continues in Bahrain, Iran, and Yemen. The world, the sisters and brothers of the human family, are rising up. People are tired of their governments and tired of oppression. And we see that what started in Tunisia, moved on over to Egypt, moving on down to Jordan and other places, and Bahrain and Yemen, sisters and brothers agitated with their system. But we must be cautioned. Now, the idea is that we must join the Worldwide People's Revolution. We must join the Worldwide People's Workers' Revolution, Poor People's Revolution, because the powers that we have been talking about, Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, CIA, Mossad, they want to infiltrate the movement and spin it for their own benefit and not the benefit of the people. In Bahrain, two protesters were killed this past Monday. And we say, if people are protesting peacefully, there's no need to go out and have the army shoot the people. If the people are wrong, then prove to us that the people are wrong. Bahrain, Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa is the king of Bahrain. So why have your forces shoot and kill protesters? And we are assuming that these news headlines are correct, because sometimes you have to wait a while to make sure that the information that you have is correct. But if people are protesting peacefully, don't go and have your military shoot the people. That's not good. It makes you look bad. If the people are wrong, prove that the people are wrong. But we know that all over the earth, there's poverty. Eliminate poverty. Lift the masses of poor people. In Libya, clashes have erupted in the eastern city of Benghazi after protesters took to the streets to denounce the government of longtime ruler Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. Now, in Bahrain, America supports Bahrain, has some key military installations in Bahrain. And so you have to watch what's going on. Now, in Libya, America has not been friendly with Libya and has not been friendly with Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. Now, I've come to understand that the unrest in the eastern city of Benghazi, Libya, these sisters and brothers, I'm calling them sisters and brothers because they're human beings, are descendants and loyalists to and of the former monarchy that was overthrown in a coup by Muammar Gaddafi in about 1973, I believe that was the time period that Muammar Gaddafi rose up to overthrow a wicked monarchy. And so it has been the case that most of your Libyan sisters and brothers live pretty good. Don't say all, say most. And so this unrest going on looks to be from those who are descendants of the monarchy that was overthrown. And so any sister and brother in the human family that is poor, impoverished, we stand with workers. We stand with the poor. But we want to look out for the movement being infiltrated by those who may be working on behalf of the CIA. See, if these are poor workers who have been done wrong, they're victims, and we support them. But we don't want to support the wishes of the CIA and the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, who will use legitimate grievances and spin and infiltrate and spin a revolution towards themselves and away from the aspirations of the people. Muammar Gaddafi, we say, do not shoot the people dead. Do not have your military shoot and kill. I believe a few of these protesters have been killed. Do all you can to preserve life. And if these sisters and brothers who are descendants of the monarchy that you overthrew have legitimate grievances with your government, you make sure that all in your nation are uplifted and that there is no poverty, that all workers have living wage and access to all that the nation has to offer. In Iran, clashes have erupted in Iran as well, and in Yemen. So people are rising up all over. But let's stop by Iran for a minute. Because Obama made President Barack Obama, President of the United States of America, Barack Obama, made a comparison between Egypt and Iran. Now, why did he sink? Obama didn't make a comparison between Egypt and Libya, or Egypt and Bahrain, or Egypt and Yemen, but he made sure that he held up Iran and juxtaposed Iran with Egypt. Obama suggests that the Mubarak regime didn't shoot, beat, and arrest protesters. On Tuesday, President Obama addressed the protests in Iran and across the Middle East at a news conference in D.C., comparing the Iranian government's crackdown on protesters with Egypt's. Obama appeared to suggest the U.S.-backed Mubarak regime did not also try to violently repress the recent uprising. Well, this is rather hypocritical. We know that Egypt has been supported to the tune of billions of dollars a year for the purpose of helping Israel destroy the Palestinians, for the purpose of helping America, Israel, Europe, the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, destroy the masses of the people, keep the land, the wealth, the resources, leaving Africa, going to the Rothschilds and the ruling class and ruling families. And the last 2 years, Obama has been helping to sign those checks. The Obama administration has been supporting the Mubarak regime and the wicked elite in Egypt who are doing the bidding and work of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. And so, when you saw the uprising in Egypt, you saw the military appear to remain neutral, ambiguous to that which was occurring in Egypt. But then, all of a sudden, there were some shootings and some beatings. There were some snipers who sniped a reporter, a journalist. There were beatings of journalists. There were beatings of protesters. And it was said that these were paramilitary of Mubarak, and also those workers who were loyal to Mubarak were paid to go out and cause unrest. So although the military itself did not beat and shoot down protesters, there was that type of action occurring, but by other means. And so to raise up Egypt and not pinpoint and point out that there were some beatings and snipings and some killings that occurred, and then say, well, Mubarak didn't do what Iran is doing, Mubarak didn't do what Ahmadinejad is doing, is hypocritical. Because if you go to Webster Tarpley, February 19th edition of World Crisis Radio on GCN Live, Webster Tarpley, great journalist investigator, goes into the details concerning Obama's dealings with Mubarak, saying that it was desired that Mubarak join in absolutely isolating Iran, a Shiite Muslim Persian nation, Egypt being a Sunni Muslim Arab nation. And so the Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, Obama, CIA wanted Mubarak to coalesce with Saudi Arabia and other Sunni Muslim Arab nations in the isolation of Iran as a Shiite Muslim Persian nation, to continue to isolate Iran so that they may be destroyed, the nation may be taken over, that maybe a war may be justified. And so Mubarak said no, he wasn't going to do that. But Mubarak, you had already taken billions of dollars in payoff money to do the bidding of the Rothschilds, to do the bidding of the Oppenheimers, and now it seemed maybe you wanted to become independent of your masters, but your master said, well, it's time for you to go. And so this teaches us that it does not pay to work for the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and the ruling class and ruling families. Now, leaving the Middle East, we see that there has been uprisings in, of all places, America. And of all places in North America, Wisconsin. Protests are continuing in Wisconsin over a bill that would eliminate almost all collective bargaining rights for public workers and slash their pay and benefits. So on Tuesday, 10,000 people gathered at the Capitol building in Madison, Wisconsin. Protests were also held at the University of Wisconsin, Madison, high schools, and around the state. The governor of Wisconsin said, we're busting up unions, slashing pay, and if anyone goes out into the streets to protest, he said he's going to call the National Guard. This is an attack on workers. This is an attack on unions. And an attack on any worker is an attack on all workers. An attack on any union is an attack on all unions. So all of us as workers must unite and stop this move to destroy the people. See, the national discourse, the world discourse, is in the lap and bosom of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. Because Obama, in his State of the Union address, said that he would freeze discretionary spending. I think he said for 5 years. Freeze discretionary spending. What does that mean? That means freeze spending on the people, not the bankers, not the international multinational resource corporations, not the wealthy. Don't freeze what the wealthy get, but freeze what the people get. Freeze what the poor and the middle class get. Said he was going to freeze wages of government workers. See, that's an attack on government workers. And retirees are not getting any increase in their monies, pensions, an attack on pensions. And since the cost of living is going up, that's a pay reduction. So we see an open attack on workers coming from even Obama, a Democrat. And with that being the case, this governor of Wisconsin can say outright, we're going to attack unions, freeze wages, destroy their ability to bargain collectively, and call the National Guard out if they protest. We see that Boehner, in this atmosphere created by Obama, not holding the line, going all the way to the right, Boehner, the spokesperson for the Congress, I forget the exact title, but you know, Congressman Boehner, Speaker of the House, yes. He said, so be it if federal workers lose jobs under cuts. This is so wicked. See, this is an international problem. The Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers control your country. They control the banks. They control your economy. You and I, as workers, as working class people and poor class people, we say, why do they want to cut programs? In California, Governor Jerry Brown cutting Medicare, cutting welfare to work programs, cutting university and college systems and programs, cutting K-12 school funding. Why we, as rational type thinking people, thinking rationally, working class people, poor class people, we wonder, why are they gouging the poor? Even our disabled sisters and brothers who are suffering under Jerry Brown went and protested Jerry Brown. Why are you doing this? Why are you taking away that which helps us, the disabled sisters and brothers said? Why are you cutting workers? Why are you attacking unions? Boehner, Obama, Jerry Brown, and Governor of Wisconsin, why are you doing this? The Rothschilds control your economy. They control your banks. They control the country. They control the government. And so the national discourse and world discourse is controlled by the ruling class and ruling families. So there's no longer a left, no longer a center left, no longer a center right, but everyone is talking about just cut the people, cut the middle class, cut the poor class, cut the working class, and all the wealth and all the resources go to the plutocrats and the oligarchs, the wealthy and the few, the 1% wealthy, the Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, and those in government. They're government workers. You don't hear them talking about cutting their own salary. Although Jerry Brown claims he wants to cut his salary and cut some little positions in the state government of California. But forget all of that. That's just PR. He's cutting the people. Obama's cutting the people. The Madison governor cutting the people. Governments all over the earth, in Africa, in Asia, in Central and South America, in Mexico, Isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean, worldwide, most of the governments are cutting the people, except for people like Cuba, except for Venezuela, and a few governments. Most of the governments are not bucking the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, but are cutting the people. So what's the solution? Worldwide people's revolution, worldwide workers' revolution, all workers international unite. Dr. King said, let us join the worldwide people's revolution. We have to unite and hook up together, and together we can defeat what's going on. This is a worldwide international problem. We're taking our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.